What happens in a situation in which we spoke yesterday about the pivotal role played by, we'll call, Rol Vilucho, Derech Nisoso, based upon the Mordechai? What happens if different people in the house have different habits? Let's give an example. Let's say the house has five people. Let's say there's a father, a mother, and three children. Let's take an example. And the three children are age, just to give an example, 12 and 13 and 14 years old, and they don't drive. So they walk into the house from the front door. But the parents drive, and they're usually coming by car, and they park in the garage or in the driveway, and they walk into the side door. This can easily match the scenario. So the Derech Hilucho is different for different people. I mean, he's coming from this way, he's coming from this way, and then all the rooms go around and around and around. So who wins? See, quotes, the Chovas Adar quotes in the Lashna Rabbi Kivager, is Mashma, it's our Rabbi Kivager with the lefty, is Mashma that the Balabayas is not Koveya. Just that the Balabas is a lefty, even assuming that Rabbi Kivager seems to assume, he assumes Rabbi Kivager assumes, that if they're all lefties. And by the way, someone came to me today, because he's a row of lefties, his mother's a lefty, and he's a lefty, and his two brothers lefties, and I think only the father and a few siblings are righties. So the Chor called Rabbi Kivager, who goes on the left side, but then we started discussing it. He may, how do we say in America, he bats left, and he throws left, and he does everything left, they may kick right. Because not every left-hander is a left-footer. I mentioned this already, we have a lot of chalitza. It's complicated. We don't think much about it. They put your right foot forward, you know. They put your left foot forward. What do you do? So we're going to try to get a throw a soccer ball his way, and without him thinking, see which way he kicks it. You know, you think too much, it ruins the experiment. It's just sort of, you know, kick a ball at him and see which way he kicks it. This is a side point. So he says, Rabbi Kivager, Mashma, that the Balabas is not Koveya, not depends on the role of Bnei Abayis, role of Bnei Abayis. What happens if you have a total of two Bnei Abayis, a man and his wife? We're talking about relationships this year. So we have a man and his wife live in the house, and he's a lefty and she's a righty. So let's leave that out. But let's say they're different Rovi Lucha. Let's take a simple case. She drives and he doesn't. An average case, you know. She drives and he doesn't. So she goes in from the side, he goes in from the front. Oh, it could happen if I care. So what happens then? What happens then? So he quotes that a Gadol Lecha says that it depends upon him and not upon his wife. Presumably because, you know, Masha Khan Tishakana Baila, and he has a little bit more epis more than his wife in terms of the shaykhus to the home. But it seems that he would concede that if it's, let's say there's a husband and a wife and a child, and the husband and the goes in one way and the wife and the child go in the other way, I think he would concede that the majority would determine. And frankly, as a modernist, I would say that if the husband goes one way and the wife goes the other way, it's a tie. Egalitarian principle. And the heck it's here with the term. That's my view on this matter. That's what I think. Even the Das Kedoshim, who disagrees with respect to husband and wife, agrees with respect to two partners, Shnei Shutfim. The heck it's here the term. So my contract of marriage is Shnei Shutfim. And therefore, the heck it's here the term. don't want to get into too much politics now, but that's what I think. Fine. Now, what do you do if there's absolutely no way to break the tie? There's no hecker tzir, there's no door. Or swinging door. There's no door. What do you do then? So he writes as follows. Yesham is a chova sadar. Perek ches chelek aleph sif hei. Yesham is a yikvena ve'eza chad tzad shiirta. Yesham is a yikva beiz mezuzos ve'beiz atzadim. Find two mezuzos. Here it is. I found it in print. Now, what's the pshat? Let's understand. What's the pshat, eza tasha yirta? What does that mean? What's this? Arbitrary. So the Sukkot in Yudbeis, he says as follows. That which the Torah requires yamin is only la fuke zera smol. So if it's neither right nor left, it's okay. Quotes from earlier sources. The Kiddush to me. The second shot is even more interesting, but to me, somewhat more palatable. Someone's Mazvir. There are Gam Eker Tzir and a Megal al Derech HaKnisa, and a Shemegal al Chashivat HaBayis. Shem Keng She'ein Heker Acher, Haidezeh Shekoveh HaMezuzah, who Megal al Dato Zachshivat Kiker. It quotes from the Sherlock Mason. Tzvata Suya. Put it in this way, so that shows, that goofa shows that Minei Obey. Yeah. It is circular, but maybe it's nice time, maybe it works. Break of time, maybe even circular so it works. Epicidus. Maybe. Where did two mezuzahs come from? To open up the Mordechai, that's where it comes from. It's amazing. It's a diuk. I don't know if it's really true. Please open the lashon of the Mordechai over here. Remarkable diuk. Where's Hecker Tzir in the Mordechai? Page Ches. Hold on. I can't find it, but you'll find it for me. It's somewhere here. I saw it before. It's there. It exists. It exists. The lashon of the Mordechai is as follows. The Mordechai says, he says, halach, I haven't read it yesterday. I can't find it right now. Halach ha heketir, vein tzarech, l'kvo ayom in the small. Let me say that. Okay. Where is it? The kid, you'll find it. It says, medayik, that, medayik, if halach heketir, and therefore, there's no need to put it on the right and on the left. So he's medayek, if there's no ekatir, you have to put it on the right and the left. So, can anyone find that expression for me? I know it's here, I saw it. Found it. Thank you very much. Let's see. That's right. Thank you very much. Right beneath what we read yesterday. We read it until the word shom mitzvah. Is that before the next shom? He says, Halachacha heket tzir. The word on the last one line is tzir. Halfway down the first column has some mouth. Tzir. It tells what that means. Yeah. And therefore, ben tzarach laniach yom and usvo, lashon smag. Before the next shom. So you can make a diuk that maybe if there were no heket tzir, you can't bring the tzar. You got to put yom and usvo. Wow. A diuk. Okay. Now, the Chovas Sadar goes on, and the Sifkot Tazayin, he says, if you have a room in the middle of a house, which is potter in its own right, you're going to have to put the mezuzah going out of it into the adjacent room in both directions. You have an apparently strange case. You have a room, and the mezuzah going out in both directions. Not so crazy. It really exists. But we wanted to say, perhaps it would be true even if the room is a dalet al dalet, if it's used only as a passageway, there's no intrinsic use. Just, you know, big house, you walk from place to place, and there's a room which even maybe dalet al dalet, but just a vestibule. So I might say it should still go out in both directions. It's just a Matthias, you shouldn't think it's crazy, you made a mistake. It's not a mistake. Okay. Now, in some houses, they have a room which is used only on Shabbos. Dining room especially. During the week they eat in the kitchen. Shabbos, they want to be gewaldic, frum. They want to be maxim Shabbos, and they want a designated room which is only for use on Shabbos. Anyone have that in this house? Baruch Hashem, shelig yizim. The mamash miyach had a room to eat it on Shabbos. Meirudik. But the Das Kedoshim says that if you use a room one, he doesn't give this example, he says if you use a room and it's only used a small amount of time, relatively speaking, then it loses on the criterion of Rov Tashmisha, of Ika Tashmisha. You have another room which you're using 7 days a week. You have this room which you're using only 1 day a week. So the Das Kedoshim, at the end of Sivkot Yud Bey, says that the majority of days is Koveya. Oh, and in that same Sivkot is the following quotation, which I find interesting. We discussed it a little bit yesterday in Shia. I'll give you the verbatim quote of the Das Kedoshim, because it's interesting to decide what's right and what's left. Here. What I said before, he says, Yesh lachriya yedei rov hayomim. The majority of the time that you spend there, she rov hayomim ikur, etc., etc. So the rov hayomim who are ikuris. Okay, that's what you said. Now listen to this quote. Quote. Av shekenire shebemokom sheina ikur, bracket, kebe'erub sh'amru mokom lina garim, end bracket, akobonin sheina v'achila ikur negat kol ha'anhogot shebedirus. So what he says over here is that really he thinks that for the Eruvim, Shein Azikar, Lina Garam. I thought we don't pass them. I thought we passed them Pita Garam. You mentioned yesterday. So I don't know, a little bit mixed up in this. In any event, the one thing he says clearly, that Shein and Achila, as we know, all good Jews, Shein and Achila are our favorite habits. What do we do in camp? Shein and Achila? We learn something. They play a little bit. Shein and Achila plays an important role. So those two, if they're together, will beat out all the other usages of the home in determining what's called Ikar Tashmisha. Now, but he seems to be noted that Shein is more important than Achila, which we thought, based on our understanding of the Erevin, that is my memory, is that Faket, Malkam Achila is more important. Lamaisa makes very little difference because most Chadrei Shein are pnimim and are closed off. Most bedrooms, at least in our society, our rooms are closed. You go into it, you can't get no other way out. They're going around and around from one bedroom to another. Most of the time. By contrast, the dining room is very frequently in the middle of one of those L's. They're going around and around and around. So what he's saying over here is that the dining room wins. The dining room wins. You have a kitchen, dining room, living room. The dining room wins. Beats out the kitchen. Assuming you only eat in the kitchen, and the living room. Beats out both. Because it's Mokom Achila. As opposed to Mokom Bishul and Mokom Living. Learn, Shmooze. I won't go into it any further than that. I only have one interesting question, which to me is still a little bit unresolved, which is what do you do if you have a... Well, this is, I can imagine, let's say, take the following case. You have a kitchen, and then on one side of the kitchen you have a little area, a little dining area, which you eat all week long. And then you have a Shabbos dining room, and then you have a living room. So now what wins? He's pushing it two different criteria. He says the room which you eat wins. And the room which you spend most of the time in wins. Hit it to our loggerhead. Right? So you have the dining room which you eat in only once a week. Going up against two other rooms where you don't eat in either of them, but you're living in them 6 days a week. So he goes going to go as far as to say that eating once a week is more powerful than living in 7 days a week. I don't know. Maybe. Eating is what counts. So you have two main rooms in the house. The one you eat in during the week, which is all for the side, and one you eat on Shabbos and everything else. But my throw would be for carrot, but again, he doesn't smell it out over here in the strip. Yes. That's what you think he requires. He's a dying room is the Ika, right? That's how I understood it. Okay. We're now turning our attention on both sides to the sugi of Dalet al Dalet. So the source for the sugi of Dalet al Dalet, I asked you to see a rush in Menachos, in Hilchos Halachos Ketanos, read the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. Yeah. Right, because you eat in the kitchen, so then the kitchen probably wins, and it's the dining room also. Okay. Siman Tazayin, the Rosh quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. Many of us on Sukkah this year, so we're familiar. Garcina, Sukkah Dav Gimel. Tana Rabbanan. Baya She'ein Bo Arba Ames Al Arba Ames Potter Min HaMezuzah Min HaMaka. Afal Pisha Bekol HaSvarim Ein Ksiv Kein Ela Baya She'ein Bo Arba Ames. Rav Alfred Gora She'ein Bo Arba Ames Al Arba Ames. The Mistabat Lo Chozer the Dira Bin Yenache. Would lo kamo shakosu of a Rambam zah. Shimul hoya orko yoser al rochvo. Hol v'yesh bo l'rabeya arba ames al arba ames chayev mezuzah. There's room. To arba ames al arba ames v'inon v'chol hanu d'kachosh v'vraisam perakam v'desuk. So the Rosh of the Rambam is wrong. And you have to have 4x4 mamish. It's not enough to have 6x3. 6x3 is 18 squared, more than 16. Still no good, so the Rosh and the Rambam disagrees. The Taz, the Nilchos Sukkah claim, Nilchos Sukkah, I'm sure this year, Lahadam, the Rambam never meant to argue. The Rambam, of course, does not go with the Rif, does not argue with the Rosh. The Rambam also agrees, you have to have 4x4, you have to have both dimensions to be 4. All he's trying to tell you is, don't think it has to be Dafka 4x4. It could be any shape in the world, as long as you can inscribe in that shape, a square of 4x4. That's how the Taz is trying to remember the Chazon Ish is a major supporter of the Shita. It's all a mistake. There's no reason to really hold that it's enough to have 6x3. It absolutely has to be 4x4. And without going on to all the problem now, I'm sure many of you did it on Sukkah Dav Gimel, that seems to be the emes. If you look on the sources, well, the Rambam is lashon is a little bit misleading, but the Chazon Ish tries to convince us that it has to be this way, and I will allow myself to be convinced that it has to be. Look, in any way, the Rosh holds that way for sure. Rav Yosef Karo, following in the footsteps of the Rosh, who understood Rambam was against him, said, "You're right. Rambam is against you, and I follow Rambam." You always follow Rambam. I mean, usually. But the truth of the matter is that the Chazon Ish, the Taz assumes the Nahadam. I'm never meant to argue with the Rosh. You need B'davka Arba Al Arba. Again, I'm not going into the problem of the Sukkah now. You look in the Chesukah, it's where the Taz is found, and that's what emerges. Now, there's a very important Gemara in Sukkah which I want to discuss with you. The Gemara, and I've given them a day in the Masech Sukkah, talks about, I assume many of you learned Sukkah, so I don't have to go into every prat, but you may have seen this Gemara, that many, many halachas require dalet al dalet. And one of them is what we call Ibur Ayaros, which means this is a logia here, to make a tchum, to be able to walk from place to place. So if you have a house every 70 amos, so they can keep going on and on and on for a long distance. So the Gemara discusses that there's a thing called Burginin. Fluid will call them bungalows. Little tiny shacks. So the Gemara is that Burgen is Chazir and Mosar. You have a Gemara, Sukkah?
Thank you very much.
On Gimel of the Days, the Gemara says, Bein Olsen also Iber Bein Shtei Ayores. Says the Gemara, that feel like a Burgen in Lomashvin Lev. Not even like a little shack. My timer. Burgen and Chazir and Mosar. Vahai lo Chazir and Mosar. A shack is a shack is a shack. It's meant to be a shack. It serves all the functions of a shack. And therefore it suffices to join, to link up two cities or two houses for Eruv Tchumen purposes. For Tchumen purposes. But a house? A house has to be a house. A house is less than 4x4 is nothing. So says the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say more than that. Rashi, however, says, Holochaz of the Milse, a house. The Chobayis, also the Diras Keva Tomis. Every house is made for Diras Keva all the time. Therefore, for this reason, if a house is less than 4x4, it's no good. The implication of this Rashi is, says the Chaim Kanievsky, that if you had a house, which is a room in a house, which is causing the Milse less than 4x4, it would be Chayev and Mezuzah. And he said, anyone have a Ritzman Sukkah? Apparently the Ritzman Sukkah is supposed to say something fairish. Didn't you get a chance to look? Look it up yourself. It may see it there. I didn't have a chance to open up before. So the Ritzman Sukkah is the fairish. That if you have a situation of less than dalet al dalet, but it's chazi l'milse, the expression of the Gemara, it does the trick. It does the trick. Good enough. It's on page Chaf Aleph in the new Ritzvus. He says, Burgen is Ein Ben Dalet Al Dalet Amis. And the Burgen is Chazal and Mosayu, even less than Dalet Amis. Ubay is Zel or Chazal and Mosayu. In other words, you could have learned Shah the Gemara that Burgen is more than Dalet Al Dalet. Who closes up Shah? Divya Beis Yosef. Divya Beis Yosef learned Shah the Gemara that Burgen is required Dalet Al Dalet. And he says, no, it's not the Pshah. He didn't quite say that in a house it's only a dollar, a dollar, but it's implicit both in Rashi and the Ritva. Leave it at that. You don't find it in the Rambam, you don't find it in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's the implication of these Rishon based on the Gemara, that if you had a room in a house with chazal and milk with dollar, dollar, that would suffice. Apparently, it's called a Nichols Eruvin, in Simon Shin Tzadiches, the Shara Shuvah, the Mishnah Brewer there, and the Chazan Ish, here in Simon Kuf Samach Tess of Cotton Bays, brings a raya from Beis Akise. And most of Beis Akise is potter because it's not proper respect. The average Beis Akise is probably not Dalet Al Dalet, not Lawrence. So the question is, so what do you need a potter? What do you need to tell you to drusha that it's not the Kovadik? Stam? He says, you know, if it were not for the fact that there's a lack of a Kovadik, you'd be kind to put him as if on the right side going into the bathroom. He was less than Dalet Al Dalet because of the Milse. That's his riot. So those who argue will say, who said? Everybody's accusing it's more than Dalet Al Dalet. You can't, come to teach you, it's more than Dalet Al Dalet. Some communities, they have, you know, the Kisei with a jacuzzi, with a Maisa. You know, it's not stuff. It's a room with a TV sometimes, I feel. Who knows? So pun him, I don't want to get more involved in that. So it's not absolutely compelling. Not compelling completely. But because of the Yerushalmi and Sukkah, the beginning of Sukkah, which is according to one day which requires, that a Sukkah Zachag requires a mezuzah, you don't need Dalet Al Dalet. It's enough to have Zion Al Zion, seven Tzvachim, that's Chazal and Milsei. He quotes in the Yerushalmi the very beginning of the Sefer Sukkah. I didn't have a chance to look it up. It's all from Abraham Kanevsky in his Parsha Sedura, Sifya Dalet. This could be the pshat in what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chamude Daniel. He quotes two chidushim. One at Beis Shah doesn't require Dalet Al Dalet, and the next one quotes another chidush. If there's a whole house with some rules which are less than Dalet Al Dalet, it's okay to chayiv anyway. It doesn't explain why. It's a pella otum. So one possibility would be they're chayiv because of Chazal and Milse. Although the Pesachei Tshuva does not use those words, Chazal and Milse, but the only way to explain it properly Perhaps it's by saying it is referring to a situation of cause of the milter. Perhaps it's the same we saw yesterday. Reish pei vav sif cotton yud aleph. In the first line, talks about beis shah doesn't require dalet aleph. And then he says cheder cotton, which samach legadol, is chayef. Where's that come from? It's not a Rambam. It's against Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger with passion has going out in that kind of a situation. And he says it's going in. So perhaps Chozon and Milsei would be with the criteria in which the Chamura Daniel is using. Perhaps. Maybe. How do you define Chozon and Milsei? How do you define it? Assume it's passed like it for the moment, although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Let's assume how do you define it? So Reb Chaim Kanevsky writes the following quotation. Quote, Miyuchad the Tashmish Miyuchad Shiyadua Shadayla B'Pachas. It's designated for a specific use, and it's well known that for this use, you don't need Dalet al Dalet. So I have a very serious question. What about a kitchen? A kitchen, gentlemen. Can a kitchen be a kitchen and be recognized, yodua, and understood that it doesn't need dalet al dalet? It's less than 7 by 7 feet approximately, or not? So I saw a bit of a steer in the Chovah Sadat in the same perek. In perek dalet, in Sifkot and Tezayim, he says, look what he says, he just assumes it. Ayin pitzchit shuvah b'shem chamuri daniel, shemokom haroyal l'tashmisha b'pochaz midalet al dalet, chayav hafafi she'en l'vot dalet al dalet. He quotes the Chazanish, and this is what you just quoted, he also quotes the Rashash. Can I think about it again? I didn't think of sushi. The Rashash and Sukkah, he says, so. Let's take a look. Rashash. He's then really, the Beishar, Beishar. The Beishar, Pesuach, Lebayit, the Chayv, and Mezuzah, Afil, Ein, Lodala, Aldala, the Milsei Chazi, he goes to Pesach, Shuvah, Chavir, Daniel. Wait a minute. That's a different verse. The Chori can say that Beis Shar is higher because it's opening to something else. I think the other Chamuri Daniel. Now I'm a little bit confused as what he means. He's obviously quoting the Rashash, but one could say Beis Shar is different. In any event, whatever the Mokar may be, but the Svara may be, that it's caused in the Milsei, you would be chayv and was less than dalet al dalet. And in that, he puts a parenthetical remark, 5 words. V'nireh, duhu adin, v'mitbach shalona. An example of chazal milsei is our kitchen. Of course, who's shalona is going to be very important. V'mitbach shalona, our kitchen. We all know that you don't need dalet al dalet for a kitchen, avada not. Now, he does say, though, in the same paragraph, the Gemara uposkim rishona lohuska chidish that he shouldn't make a bracha. Tzuka gimel with beis because of the tashmishay odif. Maybe haino dafka be'elu shemisvar mematina. Ava mezuzah umaka shememata midin bayit shegzeres hakosav. Efshe she'en mo'ol ma'adachosu tashmishayim. Shegzeres hakosav? That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. So it's not so clear that it's even true in the first place. Yeah, but every room has the same status. I guess the Chazanish would assume that called the ticket or button came the Raisa ticket. If it wouldn't be this way on a Raisa level, then they wouldn't have been talking that one in other areas which are the Rabbana. Presumably. Now, I thought that maybe, let's remember, the Chovah Tzadah, who is the Chovah Tzadah? Who wrote the Sefer? Rav Yaakov Yeshaya Bloy, who lives, he gets his address here somewhere, no? Some of his Torah has his address on it. I think some of it's wrong. No? I think it was somewhere in the middle of Meir Shalom. Or somewhere certainly near Meir Shalom. I mean, he's a member of the Badat, of Eder Haredes. I assume he's somewhere from there. And if you've ever been in the houses in that area, I'm not upset. Dalal al-Dal is very big, you know. Most of the rooms are smaller. Well, that size. So kitchen, less than Dalal al-Dal is, yeah, if you do a, go back to Abraham Kanevsky's Nusach, if you do a, this is good enough. And then Meir Shalom is good enough. As opposed to the United States of America, where most people would tell you that less than Dalal al-Dal, you have a very small kitchen. That's not a proper kitchen. It's a small kitchen. Yeah, I get stuck with it, Nebuch. But the Shiach is... That's the American concept. But that's not, you know, oh, it will be firm. If you want to be firm, we'll put them as under and be firm. But not the part to be firm. You know, it's one of the cool ones. In my house, I live in a little apartment in a community called Riverdale, and my kitchen is not dollar by dollar. This isn't. The two ways in which it's not dollar by dollar. I don't want to make myself a fool less than we really are. But if you require dollar by dollar mamish, it's not dollar al dollar. And I'll explain to you another reason why it may also not be dollar al dollar. We'll get to it in a few minutes. And therefore, in my house, if I visit me and see, the mezuzah faces from the kitchen out. The kitchen is a panimi, and it goes out into the living room. I was very bothered when I saw this parenthesis in the Chomos Adar against what I do. I turn the page. Just cut the chav base in the same safe. I'm going to the next page. And there he writes, the fees are near a pashut, the mitzvachim shalanu, in our kitchens, we'll get that to my next point, the counters and such don't take away from the shear of dollar al dollar. Zemendach, that he himself in the next page says that a kitchen requires dollar al dollar, the steerer. We write him a letter, call him up. A steerer from page lamed ches to page mem, from, this cotton says I am to Chavay, the spirit of you, but a kitchen. So, maybe that's the answer. That's a mitzvah. It's mitzvah shalonu. Now, he really meant this, but I mean, you want to be the diet to make, you know, b'nei sharim is shalonu, so then it's if you do them first, and then it doesn't have dollar dollar. Come to New York, then it's supposed to have dollar dollar. You live in a tiny apartment somewhere, so then you're just not causing a milsa. That's what I thought the answer would be. I found an American paper, Pitzchei Shorin, in Simon Reish Pei Vov Siv Cotton Samach. Okay, one second, maybe, no. Siv Kuf Samach, let me get that straight. Kuf Samach, he writes, Cheder Cotton She'ein Vol Dalet Al Dalet Tegon, Beis HaOter O Mitzvach Cotton, a small kitchen, if it's a pnimi, he calls three sheets. Some say it's potter, ganzer, from the carbon sun all the way, the real much all the way. Some say you got to put it on the right side going in. You have to look at the kivega, believe it or not. And some say it's going out, which is the shulta give almost that way. We are a kivega. I call it a kivega. Clearly he's assuming the kitchen is not in the category of because of the milsa, or we don't hold because of the milsa. Now, the Awish, the Chovas Adar says that the counter, it's not my mind, is also not so poshut. Not so poshut at all. His reasoning is that it's Tashmish Dibahu. And he brings two proofs. One from Karpov, and Simon Shinon Ches of Dalas, by Karpov, that's in a base of Sayim. If you have things in the way, it's my mind, the Shia, but not if it's because of the Tashmish Dibahu. And in the Chosukah, because the Bialoch and the Chosukah, if you have a Zion or Zion, there's something in the way, because the Tashma Shadira, it's not Mamat. Aye, it's against the Mefurish Chazon Ish. What's the case of the Chazon Ish? Interesting case. It's all in Simchat Mechavei. This is the case of a factory. It's about Eruv Tchumen. It's a factory. Not a Mekom Dira. But what if the workers eat there? So maybe it should be considered a base Dira. Then he says you need 4x4 empty. And he adds, V'amechonos v'asafsolim ha'kfuun b'karka mimatin midal al-dal. You have machines that are, you know, in the factory and they can't move. It takes away from the dollar al-dal. So some posts will say, based on Chazon Ish, that even though it's a pre-tashmer, it's still is mamai to shear dollar al-dal. He says, it's wrong. Why is it wrong? He says, why have a countertop in my kitchen, and that helps me cook. I put the food there, and I put from there into the oven, and into the refrigerator. That's part of the tashmer of the kitchen. That's not mamai. For the Chazon Ish's case, the machines are to produce clothing. Now I want to find a place to eat, and I want to make it a house because based on my eating, so the machine that was just standing there that doesn't help me eat, it gets in my way. It's in the way. That's why the Chazon Ish said that. But he might concede, claims the Chovas Hadar, that if it's not so the Tashmi Shdira, that it would not be my dollar, even though it's kavu and it cannot move. However, the Das Kedoshim, whom he quotes, said, if you have a Tanur Kavua, it's Mamai. A Tanur Kavua, what's the Tanur doing there? He heats the house, he heats the water for the house, he heats something in the house. That is called, certainly a Tashma Shnira. And nonetheless, the Das Kedoshim maintains that it's Mamai. If that's the case, in my kitchen, I don't think I have dollar on dollar, even Maruba. Of course, it depends what it means that we should never move. Do I have a lot of counter space? What about it? What do you count? I haven't seen my kitchen. I mean, you can't pass by. I have on one side of the refrigerator, a counter, and a dryer from wall to wall. On the other side is a counter and a dishwasher and a sink and a soap. Mom, you can't get to any of the walls, and the whole thing is so narrow to begin with. If you just count the floor space, it's not even dollar maruba. So according to the Chovas Hadar, it's not a chesh because they're all the tzarach hashmash shadira. I'm not sure if you're right on that either. So it's another topic. So that's why my house it goes out from the kitchen. Okay, fine. So yesterday we were discussing in the Beit Medrash, the day before, someone said that they saw that they're selling a mezuzah for a car. And he wanted to know, is the car dollar al dollar? That's what kind of car you have. He wanted to know if the chairs are in the way, and they count out probably sure this Indian. If the chairs are in the way, but maybe the chairs is a Tash Mishira. So if it's dollar al dollar from beginning to the end, so you got the motor? Nah, that's outside the walls of the car. You have to start kind of from the front windshield to the back windshield. That's all we're going to count. Okay? And from the sides to the windows. Now, what do you say? Car dollar dollar, yes or no? Probably not. Dollar dollar, mamash, you can't lie down in a car, can you? You lie down across the car, try to sleep. You can fit? You want to fly right across the car. There's 6 feet, you probably can't fit, no? Huh? You're a big car, you can't fit across? Yeah, but you need 7 feet. You need 7 feet to be Aramis. A 7 foot, I don't think consider course of car. I don't think it's Aramis. That's how the discussion happened. That left me thinking, hey, a car is Chayvin. What are they selling these people? You know, I'm sorry to say it. Forgive me. It's really irreverent, but I have no choice but to say that to express my displeasure about this. I saw in the Pitzchei Shorim, he quotes that there was a minig in certain places and he's to use the mezuzah as a kameya. The rabbi used the expression kameya already. He talks over here, I never saw this. This is mana mishnah. It's not a mishnah. This is samachay, resh pei zayin. Hayu anashim shenasu mezuzah imoyim. Ever seen
And see, next Shabbat, you probably see a few of them. That's coming with the gold chain, with the mezuzah, the fake mezuzah, hanging on it. I see, I was about teenagers who weren't from, they had, you see, even some paper inside. I don't know, I don't think it was a cloth, but that's going to be the, you know, no, you're going to see this thing, chanting, they have the fake mezuzah, gold mezuzah, whatever it is. The chosh was out of the midst of the shmira. And what's the source of this? Tertius Yontif, Kalim, Terek Yudzayim, Mishnah Tezayim. I don't know. Is it a concept about it too? In Shalmi, in the Gila? I don't know. Then it says, Lachain ein biyadeinu limchos v'yidei mi shenosei mezuzah al tavoro, hagam she'en ruach hachamim no chahimenu. He wants to know, the bathroom, what do you do? It got some ice, sir. You take it into the bathroom because it's shmira, like filler. It's wild. The yesh noagin lita and mezuzah betocha yalkut, that means part of the wallet, or pocketbook, or betocha mechonis, the car, the shmira, if you're all tochem. I can't believe what's going on. You know what it reminds me of? Yoshka. Forgive me for the comparison. When I was growing up, there was a kid, I think it was in one of the first years here, there was a guy in, I don't know, many years ago, but the guy was singing some kind of pop song and then the hit parade. He said, I'm not afraid when I drive because Yoshka's hanging in there with me, and they're hanging from the mirror, you know, the Yoisel with the cross, with the Getchka. And then Ahmad was slammed. I said, to remind you, what's he talking about? What's he saying over here? To make a buck. The Christians buy the cross or the little statue, so we'll sell the Jews and make a buck. We'll sell them a mezuzah. And he's giving out. God, look at this. What's going on? I would be mocha. I would be. Understand, Herzog? Anu mochin. What's going on over here? I don't know. That's ridiculous. I tell you, Reish Pei Zayin, Sif Samachay. Who can say, look at the Tosfos Yontif and Kalim. Let someone grab a Mishnah. Perek is Zayin, Mishnah Tez Zayin. That's the only source that he quotes. He quotes the Ber Moshe. We have a Ber Moshe, don't we? Yeah. Open up the Ber Moshe. Chelet Bey Simon Sadi Tet. It's cool. So it's our Ber Moshe. We should look up anything that we have to say for you. What do you have here? Mishnayim? Yaakov, have you looked at Mishnayim? You have the Ber Moshe? Chelek Bey, Simon Sadi. I didn't look it up. It was so ridiculous to me, but man, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Anyway, seriously speaking, there's a car, chayim, and a mezuzah. That's it has dollar. A bus, no? A bus is dollar. What do you say, Benjamin? Absolutely, I agree. If you wanted to say also, the car is moving. It's kind of like Shabbos. Oh, excellent. We'll count that in a second. Oh, a trailer park. You have motorhomes and trailers. Well, the train would be a little bit different. Let's give someone a look up the Ber Moshe. You found it?
Yeah.
What does it say?
I
don't know if I'm going to read that.
I read
it. Someone again. No, I should look at it before, I forgot. Look what he says over here about cars. Unbelievable. In Perek Dalet, Sifkot and Yudalet, he says, even a bus or a train, which is more than Dalet, is potter from a mezuzah. Why? Not Nasa Ladira. Then he says, Kronos Hasuyim Ladira, Yohara. What about a trailer? People, you know, I don't know if you know, that facility that I'm pointing to, it's still called a trailer. The trailer. People are, what is this? A trailer? Who's trailer? What's a beautiful, what kind of trailer? The terrace is, that the Shana Kadmonius, when the camp was pressed for funds, and we were pressed for space, that one summer they rented a trailer. From out to settle somewhere, they paid a few dollars, they rented a trailer, and they parked it right over there. And then I think they bought the trailer, or a different trailer. For years, it was trailers. that even though now the, I don't think it's Zeicha for the trailer at all anymore, but still has a Chal Hashem trailer. Right? So let's say they have these trailer parks. People have a good time, and they go to a trailer park, and they go fishing, and they go hiking, and they go biking, and then they live there for 2 months, and they're on a trip. Some people even live their whole life in a trailer. Can't afford a house. They live in a trailer. I mean, it has bathroom facilities. You all have TVs. If you buy the house, whatever you need, a bathroom and a TV, what else could you want? Just put the TV maybe in the bathroom. It's a gewalt. So he says, you're chayiv in mezuzah. He calls the Minchas Yitzchak. He says, you're chayiv in mezuzah. Based on the Das Kedoshim, who says, oil zoruk, and it moves. The while it's on the ground, it has a din of it all. That's what he calls. And he goes further and says, that even when it's moving, it's still chayiv. You can't pull the mezuzah off while the trailer is driving from New York City to the Poconos. For those 3 hours, I'll take off the mezuzah and some of his pot or whatever. So the mitzvah shma'at at the kasha, Reish came up to the Kot Nalas against the Das Kedoshim. Ein lecha diras haroi gedola mizu. It's traveling like 60 miles an hour on the highway. That's, you call that diras keva. So the Chobah Sadar answered, quote the Minchas Yitzchak, the same answer. That it's like this. If it's made for use while it's stationary, it's the trailer, it's meant to be used in the trailer park. Nor bus, to get the trailer from New York to the Pope, you have to drive it. What are you going to do? If it's meant to be used in a stationary way, then you chayev all the time. The case in the Gemara where you potter with Diras Aroi is the Gemara in Sukkah, you have someone who is ala agola, right, or ala behema, where it's meant to be used while it's moving. Once in a while, stationary. If I care, it's meant to be used while it's moving, then you put nafkamina, a plane, a train, right? All these things, even though people may, everyone knows in a plane, everyone eats in a plane and sleeps in a plane, and they have the Pullman car, they eat in the car, and they sleep in the car, it's still be put. So it's made to be used while it's moving, as opposed to a trailer park where the majority uses while it's stationary. Fair? Okay. Fine. Yes. Yeah, the whole discussion of partnership between the Peturin at the previous discussion, I never go into the whole, it's not no Gael and Misa. Who's in a boat? But, yeah? You're in a boat? There's a whole arichas, a whole discussion, mamish, a whole page, living on a boat. So, sailors back and forth, a few months, it's only here, it's Haroi. You want to look it up, I don't want to go into boats, it's not have boat people here. So, it's just a question of Gimel, you can look it up. I want to go back to the Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara, we haven't really been in the Gemara today. Lamed Aleph Aleph, yes. What did he say? So there is a text of the answer. What did the Baron Moshe say? It's made to wrong man up. Oh, yeah? Let me see, Yaakov, maybe find it between the lines. Okay, let me go back on to the Gemara. Yeah. Let's do it. You're saying it to us. Who cares if it moves? I mean, you question the whole assumption. Who cares if it moves? So what? Right. X hours, right. Right. That's a different aroya. But let's say if you had, what Yaakov is saying is a person lives his whole life in a trailer and it's always moving, but he never goes out of the trailer. I'm a shuganer. He likes his trailer. He drives around the country. He drives cross country back and forth, fuel California. I'm a shuganer. So he says, Yaakov Tanja Bichayev, even though it's never stopped, because that's his Meshagas of the U.S. Well, could be right. Yeah? So who said Brugge Nechayev and Mezuzah? Would you? Yeah, but I rejected it already once. I think the idea of Chazal and Milsayu applying it to overcome the problem of Zira Sarai. Who said that? Is that the Minchas Yitzchak said it with respect to what? What did he say with respect to the elevator? Right. But the elevator, it shouldn't be considered right because Chazal and Milsayu. I don't like that. I said it before, I don't like that because I write it right. It's Chazal and Milsayu of Zira Sarai. That's butter. Came there really. Yes. No, I didn't say that. No, the mezuzah is there. It's there for a long time. So that he's. I was talking as far as moving it and leaving it in one place. We have to get there to 30 days. That's the thing in Memdal. We're not up to it yet. We'll get to that later, Mr. Schiff. If you own it, so even if it's there for a short period, if it's considered to be Kevin. Let's say you have a country home. You own a country home in Eretz Yisrael. You have a home somewhere in who knows where, in the Galil. You want to go there for once in a while for a weekend. You have a mezuzah? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. We never finished the sugya. We might have a Tim Echad. The last narrow line. Vayishen el of Tim Echad, Rav Meir, Mechayev, of Mezuzah, of Chacham, and Potrim. Okay, Zok Rashi. What's Tim Echad? Rashi. She'a Pesach etel azovis, v'tzir ha-Pesach hu azovis, v'en etzlo mitzad ha-acher, z'chago, klum. Velo Tsim El Asaf Shitso Girbo. So what does that mean? That means, I'll give you a picture. It means like this. See the safer. So, on the right side, at this point, at the very corner, there's a Tsim, some kind of a post. On the left side, the wall just comes to an end. This ends. There's no psim cutting in. This ends. That's what's called psim echad, according to Shitas Rashi. Look on the Rosh for a minute, then simin your dollars, please. The Rosh and simin your dollars. Column 2, towards the top, is the discussion of Tzim Echad, so the sixth line, of Mori Ikla Lebe Mar Shmuel, Chozer the Lek El Echad Tzima, Mismole, V'Oved Le Mezuzah, and the Rosh explains what that means, V'Hoya Kosol Abayis V'Tzajimin HaPesach, Overlo Min HaPesach, V'Zu Tzurosah. Now who has to get a new fancy shasen to draw a picture? Anyone have a picture? Unfortunately, Vidu Tsarasa is camera shy. So we don't have the picture. But I can tell what I think the picture is. Like this. You have a house. And you're going in from the right side, and there's a psim over here. Listen carefully. The psim goes over here. There's nothing here. So you're going over here. Right where it says Chomet Adah. On the left side, the wall goes straight, goes way beyond, goes a few feet beyond the point parallel to the sim on the right, it goes straight. Oh, so yes, it's a very nice chart, and if you test, and Parsha Zazura. It's Rashi in the Rosh Hashanah Shittasam, who we saw yesterday, Pitzcha Dakarna. Because according to the Rosh, Rabbi Stein, if you have a shape like this, just a perfect three lines, and the fourth was completely open, that's considered Adi Psimi. That's considered a Psimi, even though it doesn't cut in. Right? I thought you were doing this. So the Mela, the only way the Rosh could say there's no Psim is if it goes through here, cuts in, or that it goes way past. That means it's no sin. But if it was stopped here, it would have been a sin. For Rashi the Shitoto, the Rashi holds, it has to cut in. So Rashi says, what does it mean a case where there's no sin on the other side? Where it's just stopped. Even though it stopped at that very point, doesn't matter. What the Rashi the Shitoto, that's not considered to be a sin. It's just going in the wrong direction. I think he's correct. There's a beautiful Shitoto with the Rashi and Rashi, just some push-up shot in the sugi. However, you mentioned the problem already the first time we discussed this rush, that the rush seems to be against the Gemara by Aksadra. The precious kasha. The precious in the bottom of the Torah asks kasha against the rush. Aksadra, what does it say? Take a look on that Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Another minute. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Omar Abchista, Aksadra Pturim and Amezuzah, Tisha Ein Lo Psimin. Now what is an Aksadra B'Pashtus? It's one of those shapes where it is fourth ruach is completely open. From the Furish Gemara, that the fourth wall is completely open, as considered to be Ein Lo Psimin. But according to the Rosh, it's a Chiesh Lo Psimin. That's the preacher's kasha against the Rosh. So Mr. Shem on Sunday, we'll start with our Tasha, and we'll try to discuss many more halachas of what's considered a proper Pesach, and then we'll talk about the Sugya and Yule with Kippah, Mr. Shem.